tragic accident or manslaughter. Those are the choices for the jury now weighing the fate of former police officer Kimberly Potter.
I am certain you realize this case is important and serious and therefore deserves your careful consideration. We will await your verdict.
Potter says she mistook her gun for her taser when she fatally and accidentally shot Daunte Wright. Prosecutors say she knew wrong from right and should have known left from right when she pulled the firearm on her right side and not, as she says she thought she was doing, the taser on her left.
There's no mistake defense. You will not see an instruction on the defense of mistake. The judge will not give you an instruction that says a person is not guilty if they commit a mistake. She pulled her handgun instead of her taser. That's recklessly handling a firearm.
In the trial's most dramatic moment, the former police officer took the stand herself, breaking down as she relived the shooting.
I remember yelling, "Taser, taser, taser," and nothing happened. And then he told me I shot him.
Potter's defense lawyer argues she can't be convicted of mishandling a gun in the April traffic stop because she didn't know she was using it, and that in any case she was authorized in using deadly force because Daunte Wright was resisting arrest.
She didn't know she had a gun, so how could she consciously, recklessly handle one? Daunte Wright took it upon himself to flee. He even left after he was shot. Purposely.
The racially charged shooting of a black man by a white police officer came as attention on the Black Lives Matter movement was at its peak. It happened during the trial of Derek Chauvin, the white police officer ultimately convicted of murdering another black man named George Floyd, drawing protesters from Minneapolis to the nearby suburb of Brooklyn Center, where Potter killed Wright.
Both sides agree that Kimberly Potter made a mistake when she shot Daunte Wright. Afterward, she fell to the ground and cried out, "I'm going to prison." The question the jury has to decide now is, should she?
Potter's lawyers asked for a mistrial over the length and style of the prosecution's closing arguments, perhaps a sign of concern about the outcome, a request the judge denied. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Minneapolis.